Welcome everyone to our weekly podcast with your favorite hosts Leonora and Valmira.
Today's topic, social media.
So today while eating my breakfast, I read the news and the big headline was Justin Bieber seen with his ex in a restaurant. And to be honest, I was so shocked that I almost choked on my own food.
It's ridiculous how especially nowadays this is important.
What do you mean?
Don't you think that nowadays the news and social media refer mostly to unnecessary things like that? I opened Instagram today and I almost every page made a meme out of it.
Yeah, you're right. But not only the news. In general, I think that the use of social media is drastically changing, but in a negative way. Almost everyone is really overusing it. Everything is being posted. You almost cannot go anywhere without someone taking their phones out to post something.
Yes, last week I went out with my friends. We decided to grab something to eat, and while we sat there, almost everyone was on their phone, chatting with others or scrolling through their feed. It was awkward. I also could have gone there by myself.
Was it really that bad?
Yes, it was. I had the feeling that they weren't really there, if you know what I mean. I guess they were more concerned on finding the right angle for their photos to post online.
Yeah, but I mean, everyone wants to show off, so...
Yeah, it's fake anyway.
Yeah, but I feel like the news or people with a lot of followers on social media, they do not use their range correctly. What I especially remember is are the big fires of the Amazonas. They were last year. There were fires for almost 3 weeks, and not until then did someone spread awareness about it. So it's almost like that this huge theme was ignored by everyone.
Yes, but I mean, it's not their obligation to do so.
Yeah, it's not. I know that for sure, but for me, instead of self-promoting yourself or advertising unnecessary stuff, one could use it for better purposes, like to collect money for people in need.
I agree, yes, but I think when you're old enough, you know what you're influenced by.
Yes, but when I think of children, you know they're more naive in this regard. And when I think of myself when I was younger, if I would see someone promoting themselves or showing their bodies off or something, maybe I would have done that too.
Yes, but I think it's the job of the parents. I mean, they have to pay attention what their children are doing on the internet, who they follow, and so on.
Well, it's usually easier said than done.
I would argue that this is not for everyone.
Good thing that you mentioned that. A friend of mine regularly deletes her social media, especially during the test phase, because she notices how much time she's wasting online instead of studying.
Yes, as I said, it's not for everyone. It maybe shows strength to delete it, I don't know.
What do you mean it shows strength?
It is important to set your priorities, even if you might miss a lot.
Yeah, that's right. You waste a lot of time on there.
Well, time, it's the most valuable thing a man can spend, as they say. And since I'm talking about quotes, I recently read a quote on Instagram. Wait, let me think about it. I guess it was something like, the best times are when you're having too much fun to take a picture. Which fits our topic perfectly. I mean, when you think about a nice moment in your life. In my case, such a moment would be, for example, when I'm spending time with my family or friends. And I'm sure nobody thinks, wow, I'm enjoying it so much right now, I will take a selfie or in general a picture of it. I mean, don't get me wrong, there are enough people posting every second of their lives, but I think you can never really enjoy the moment then.
They also say, do more things that make you forget your phone. I only capture the moments for myself. Like when I'm somewhere and we're doing something fun, I record it for myself, so I don't want to share it with the whole world. But that's only me, so I guess everyone is different.
Yes, I agree with that. I'm like that too, but I also think it's funny how badly we are talking about social media as if we don't use it for ourselves.
Yeah, it surely has good sides. I mean, there's a reason why we're using it every day, so...
I know, right? It's an easy way to stay in touch with family and friends, and especially those you can see very often. And you can also stay up to date about so many people and things going on in the world. And somewhere you can decide for yourself who you want to follow and what you want to see.
Yeah, and also you can get inspiration out of it. For example, for fashion, if you see some clothes that you find really nice and they tag the label of it. Or restaurants that everyone is going to, you can visit, places to visit and so on. But what I mostly see on social media, especially on Instagram, are different advertisements for different companies, which is for me very annoying to see because I don't want to see it. But I mean, for companies, it's very easy and it's also beneficial to represent their company and to get as many people as possible to see their stuff online.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It annoys me too, but I guess that's what social media is about. And in general, social media is a broad topic.
Yeah, we could expand this whole wide topic further, but unfortunately, we don't have the time left today.
That's right. So, in conclusion, one can say that this is more or less about fun, but you should try to use it in a healthy way. The most important thing is to stay true to yourself and not to let your life be influenced in a negative way by social media.
We thank you all for listening and hope you enjoyed it. Make sure to stay tuned for next week. We wish you a nice day. Goodbye.
Bye. Till next week.